Penguin Audio presents Slam by Nick Hornby. Read by Nicholas Holt.
So things were ticking along quite nicely. In fact, I'd say that good stuff had been happening pretty solidly for about 6 months. For example, Mum got rid of Steve, her rubbish boyfriend. For example, Mrs. Gillett, my art and design teacher, took me to one side after lesson and asked whether I'd thought of doing art at college. For example, I'd learnt 2 new skating tricks suddenly, after weeks of making an idiot of myself in public. I'm guessing that not all of you are skaters, so I should say something straight away, just so there are no terrible misunderstandings. Skating equals skateboarding. We never say skateboarding usually, so this is the only time I'll use the word in this whole story. And if you keep thinking of me messing around on ice, then it's your own stupid fault. All that, and I've met Alicia too. I was going to say that maybe you should know something about me before I go off on one about my mum and Alicia and all that. If you knew something about me, you might actually care about some of those things. But then, looking at what I just wrote, you know quite a lot already. Or at least, you could have guessed a lot of it. You could have guessed that my mum and dad don't live together, for a start. Unless you thought that my dad was the sort of person who wouldn't mind his wife having boyfriends. Well, he's not. You could have guessed that I skate. And you could have guessed that my best subject at school was art and design. Unless you thought I might be the sort of person who's always been taken to one side and told to apply for college by all the teachers in every subject. You know, and the teachers actually fight over me. No, Sam, forget art. Do physics. Forget physics? It would be a tragedy for the human race if you gave up French. And then they all start punching each other. Yeah, well, that sort of thing really, really doesn't happen to me. I can promise you. I have never, ever caused a fight between...